And now for one of the little-known stories of the Revolutionary War. In August 1776, General George Washington's young army faced more than 20,000 British and Hessian soldiers at the Battle of Brooklyn. The Americans were badly outnumbered and outmaneuvered, but thanks to a group of brave soldiers from Maryland, Washington's forces were able to escape to fight another day. Combat historian Patrick O'Donnell writes about the Maryland soldiers in his book, Washington's Immortals, The Untold Story of an Elite Regiment Who Changed the Course of the Revolution. It has just come out in paperback. When we spoke last year, I asked Patrick how he came across this story.
About 6 years ago, I was asked by the commanding officer of 3-1, who was in the Battle of Fallujah with me, what I wanted to do in New York City. And he asked if I wanted to go see the Met, and I said, no, how about we go do a battlefield tour of Brooklyn? And we met, walked up and down the streets and alleys of Brooklyn, and found an old stone house where really one of the epic small unit engagements in American history occurred. 400 Marylanders charged multiple times into this stone house, which was occupied by Cornwallis, walking over the bodies of their own men to basically create an opening in the British lines that allowed the American army to escape. And then we walked a couple blocks further down the road, and I found a rusted old sign that said, here lie 256 Continental soldiers, Maryland heroes. These men are buried somewhere in Brooklyn, under a street or in an empty lot. And I became fascinated. I became obsessed with finding the story behind that sign, who these men were.
But how on earth, once you discover this story, do you go about finding out more details about it? This is something that happened more than 200 years ago at this point.
This was a giant, like, picture of kind of a Roman mosaic that had been shattered into thousands of pieces. And I kind of felt like an archaeologist putting together tiny pieces of this jigsaw puzzle through pension files, through diaries and letters. And I went all around the world to find their story. This is the first kind of Band of Brothers style history. And what I mean by that, it's the main officers and men of the Maryland line and their entire war beginning in 1774 in a small tavern where these men organized and formed the first independent company called the Baltimore Independent Cadets. And they were the richest men at of Baltimore at the time. They sacrificed their fortunes, in many cases their lives, to form this small independent company, which then blossoms into the first Maryland Regiment, or Smallwood's Battalion initially, and then later on into some of the greatest fighting regiments of the American Revolution. These men fought in nearly every major battle during the war, beginning in Brooklyn, where these men were America's Spartans, basically. This was our 300 moment, where these men basically charged and sacrificed their lives to save the American army that day. Basically, the war could have been snuffed out had it not been for the sacrifices of these men. And it's my goal has been to tell their story and bring awareness to, you know, who they were. And in the process, this book tells a story of who we are as Americans.
Well, and some of their missions were basically suicide missions.
The term used during the American Revolution is the forlorn hope.
Right.
The Marylanders led many of the forlorn hopes. And the first ranks usually consisted of enlisted men that were armed only with axes to cut apart an atabey. What an atabey was the equivalent of 18th century barbed wire at the time. It's sharpened logs and sticks that typically ringed a fortress or fortification. And these men had to cut through that with their axes, and they were only armed with just axes to lead the assault force. And many of the Marylanders had some of the most difficult missions of the war. And it's their resilience that we see through 8 long years of war. These men marched 4,600 miles in just a 2.5-year period. Many of these men had never been paid. They also had to face the first Civil War. And what I mean by that is there were about a third of the colonies were loyal to the crown. I looked at the war not only as a conventional war, but also an insurgency. That's why these men arguably... I've written 7 books on World War II, and I've interviewed over 4,000 World War II veterans. I think they're the greatest generation because of what they had to overcome. Not only one of the most formidable and adaptable armies in the world, the British Army, but also fellow Americans.
What happened to the Maryland Regiment after the war ended?
The Marylanders, like Washington, I think this is one of the great moments of the book. Washington, who has supreme power at the end of the war, is able to be a dictator if he wants to. But in the Maryland State House in 1783, in that winter, George Washington resigns his commission. The men of the Maryland line are all there with him, and they resign their commissions, and they hang up their swords and muskets and their uniforms, and they go back to civilian life. This is a book about citizen soldiers. You know, I hope to, through this book, to raise awareness and bring the men of honor, family, and fortune home and find their mass grave in Brooklyn.
Patrick O'Donnell, his book Washington's Immortals, The Untold Story of the Elite Regiment That Changed the Course of the Revolution, is just out in paperback.